This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, we are getting now warnings to say that a new wave of COVID is starting. And they are saying wear masks and get COVID shots and so on and so on. Which reminds me that Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this life and created the incidents in life and created the circumstances in life, all of which are potential learning opportunities. So it's not the incident in itself. It's what this incident means. What this incident can help to teach us. And that is why it is important to look at life through the lenses of Iman, through the lenses of the Quran and the Sunnah. The reason I mentioned COVID was that what I'll be looking at in terms of COVID, looking at physical health. So you are saying that, number one, you are saying that to preserve your physical health is a good thing to do, must be done, important. Number two, to preserve that physical health, it is extremely important to keep ourselves safe from negative influences, in this case, the virus. So keep ourselves safe from the virus, make sure the virus does not enter the body, make sure you wear a mask. Then also vaccinate yourself, meaning do something to the body where even if the virus gets through, it will not be able to affect you negatively because your body is got the means to fight the virus. That's what the vaccination does. In addition to the vaccination, people say eat well, eat healthy, and so on and so forth, exercise, whatnot. So basically, increase and enhance and strengthen your natural resistance to disease so that it will be your body will be safe. Just as, therefore, let us use this now as a learning lesson. Of course, all these things are good to do, please do them. But my point here is not COVID. My point here is, all of this if we do, this is the result of that will be, inshallah, that you will be healthy. And you will not get affected or infected by COVID. But this is physical health. Now, the issue with physical health is that physical health ends when we die. So, whether we die of some sickness, may Allah protect us and save us from all sickness and pain. Whether we die from sickness or you die from nothing at all. You're perfectly healthy and you die. So, you die. So, either way, we die. But there is another health that affects us, that is part of us, and that is our spiritual health, the health of the ruh. This spiritual health also has to be and must be treated in the same way that we treat physical health, which is, number one, strengthen it. Build the resistance to the wasawis of shaitan. That is the COVID of the ruh. The virus of the soul is the waswasa of shaitan. It is the whisperings of shaitan. It is temptation in all forms. So how do I inject a vaccine and vaccinate myself? And how do I strengthen my resistance to the wasawis of shaitan? That's something we need to think about. My question to myself and you is, do we think about this? Second thing is the equivalent of a mask. The mask is a screen that is preventing me from being influenced by the outside environment. What is my spiritual mask? What is the mask that I wear which will prevent me from getting infected by ideas, thoughts, doubts, and so on, which can affect my spirit? What is this mask? Because without that mask, the same thing will happen, which is spiritual illnesses. The big problem with spiritual illnesses is that all the bodily illness, all physical illnesses end with death. Nobody is sick in the grave, you're dead in the grave. But spiritual illnesses continue after death. So if I get infected by shirk, or if I get infected by a lack of tawakkul, or my tawakkul is compromised or destroyed, if I get affected by shubuhat, shukuk, by all kinds of doubts and by all kinds of, sort of thoughts, which shake, may Allah protect us from these imani tests, which shake my iman, which shake my love for Rasulullah, which shake my azama of the Rasul in my heart, or the azama of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my heart. If these things are affected, then the effect of that will continue after I die. And may Allah protect us, that is where we end up in a bad place. So what is the solution to that? Now again, the same thing. Number one, what do you do to prevent yourself from getting COVID? Number one, you restrict your interaction with people. So you wear a mask. If you shake hands, you wash hands. You don't go unnecessarily into crowded places. If you need to go, you go. But you don't sort of go and sit in a cinema and I want to watch a movie, no. So you don't do all that. Physically, you prevent yourself. You keep yourself protected. That is the one first and foremost and very important thing to do. Second thing is that we vaccinate ourselves. In terms of, so therefore, in the spiritual sense, what do we do? The same thing, which is watch who you meet, watch who you talk to, watch who you interact with, right? The company we keep affects us one way or the other. If it is good company, it affects us in a good way. If it is bad company, it affects us in a bad way. We have the hadith of Rasulullah. He said that if a man sits with a perfumer in the perfumer shop, even if he does not buy any perfume, even if he does not apply any perfume, just being in that environment, he will come out, he will feel nice and good while he's sitting there. And when he comes out of that environment, he will smell nice because he's been sitting in the perfumer's shop for so long. Whereas if he goes and sits in the smithy of a blacksmith, then he's going to get affected by the soot and the smoke, and the sparks might fall on his clothes, it might burn his clothes, and so on. And when he comes out of that place, out of the, he's going to smell bad. He's going to smell bad. His clothes will be dirty, and so on and so forth. So it's just the company. The man did not. He's neither a perfumer nor is he a blacksmith. But just the company that he's keeping affects him and affects his appearance, affects his effect on other people. So the kind of company who do we hang out with? This is a very, very important thing. We don't think about this. We think, this is my friends and so on. The friends are bad. No, I will change them. You will not change them. Believe me, my brother. We fool ourselves, right? Sure, there are people who are strong enough and so on and so forth, and one person will change the world. My submission is don't put yourself in that position, right? If Allah makes you that, good for you. But assume that you will be affected by negative influences. And negative influences, may Allah protect us, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. The negative influence is always more positive than the, is always stronger than the positive influence, right? If you see, for example, the effect on you, just a simple thing. If you see a haram picture and if you see somebody praying, which affects you better or more or faster? It's as simple as that, right? It is as simple as that. Now, if you are among those, very few people who the person praying, that picture affects you, but more, alhamdulillah, good for you, stay there. But for majority of people, the haram thing will affect them more. That is more attractive. So, but we don't follow that because this is what deen is about. Deen is about teaching us to follow that which is good, not just which attracts. So, therefore, I submit to you and I remind myself, let us exercise the same kind of cautions that we exercise with regard to COVID or any other infectious disease. Let us exercise the same cautions with regard to spiritual illnesses. Keep yourself in a safe environment. Keep yourself away from people who are negative and who can have a negative influence on us. And keep connected. The vaccine is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep connected through tahajjud, through dua, through tilawatil Quran, through praying our fard salahs on time, especially in the masjid and so on. Keep connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the final protection from shaitan is a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Is to ask the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only Allah can protect us. So shaitan is far more dangerous than any virus. Shaitan is far more, because as I said, the effect of the virus will end with death, but the effect of shaitan continues after we die. So shaitan is far more dangerous. We need to recognize that. We need to fear shaitan, just like we, may Allah protect us, we fear COVID. Inna illahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But we should not fear COVID. But I'm saying take precaution, nothing to fear. But fear, shaitan should be feared. We should fear the negative effect of shaitan. Because that will put us in a situation where we may be in a, we may do things which anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the true thing to fear is the anger of Allah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from his anger. We ask Allah never to be angry with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us safe from all kinds of negative influences. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatullah.